You are listening to I Got Your Six podcast with host Dr. J.R. Bell, and now news in review.
Hello, everybody. This is your one and only hood professor, Dr. J.R. Bell, Emetris, Around Guru, Gupta, everything else. This is the news and review weekend edition. What's going on in the news today and this weekend is what's going on in society. Wanted to keep up everything you need to know. Is that Pat may not draft quarterback at number three position. For the number three position, may not drafting for the number three position on ESPN. Drake May's buzz. They said that the New England Patriots are comfortably starting Jacoby Brissett amid Drake May's buzz in the news, in the sports news. That's from the Buzz Report, as well as ESPN. Also, in the news, want to keep you going on within the news, top story, Kansas lawmakers approve a tax bill, but the state still might not see a big tax cut. From the AP, the Kansas House of Taxation and Committee Chairman Adam Smith explains the plan to cut taxes by $1.5 billion over 3 years. Fellow Republicans in the House during a meeting Friday, April 5th. In Topeka, Kansas, local time, the Kansas legislators are struggling to overcome a political division that had prevented their state residents from seeing major income tax cuts over the past 2 years. As other states have slashed income tax rate, Republican-controlled House in that state has not come to a resolution of doing tax cuts. Basically, what that means is that they're fighting like a little bunch of kids. Like, this is my crayon. No, this is your crayon. No, my crayon. Oh, it's my crayon. That's what they're fighting over, in a sense, when it comes to tax cuts. They can't seem to do a resolution on budget cuts for that state. Also, I wanted to come back and tell you about what happened. Yes, Kansas City Chiefs were in talks about moving the team over to the Kansas side. See, Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas is right there. It's called the Two Kansas. Little history, little Two Kansas. Kansas City, Kansas was first up in Wyandotte County. Now, the Wyandotte County in Kansas City, Kansas, the city and the county, Wyandotte, also, as well as Johnson County and Shawnee County, can also hold that team. It'll still be Kansas City Chiefs, but it just won't be in the city of Kansas City, Missouri. That's like over there in New York, like the New York Jets and the New York Giants. They don't play in New York. They play in New Jersey, better known as the Meadowlands. And that's a sense of things like that. It might be like that. But right now, the Kansas City Chiefs have a contract all the way up to 2031. And that's their thing. They have it up until 2031. But they may move, and they may not. Just depends. If they can work out a resolution, because they want to build a new stadium. Because they want to bring the Super Bowl to Kansas City. Because they know that the city will be able to hold a Super Bowl. And it's a great team, great city, loyal fans. It's just one of those things that happen. Also, in the weather, what's going on right now in the weather is that a lot of people are looking at what's going on in the weather. The weather's not too bad. In certain areas, it's high winds, high rains, high snow areas. Certain areas is tornado season. Also, the nor'eastern up in certain areas that normally don't get snow are getting snow. Areas that normally don't get rain are getting rain. That's a weather thing. Country music star Colton Ford suffered a heart attack and was hospitalized. That was 6 hours ago, reported by the New York Post. In the Seattle Times, two Seattle radio stations flipped to country music. Wow, that's a shocker. Yes, they flipped to a country music station. It says right here, country music has been in a moment of, in Seattle, at least according to two radio stations that flipped their format to country this week. Enthusiasm for the country music is what drove the decision to flip the adult contemporary station Star 101.5, which has been Seattle's airwave since 1994, to 101.5 Hank FM on Monday, which focused more on traditional country, according to Lotus Communications President Jim Kalaminson. On that same day, Hubert Broadcasting switched Seattle Adult Album Alternative to radio station KPNW to country station 98.9, The Bull. Star FM, which has been great legacy of the radio station for years, has really kind of stalled over the years, has been able to crack through the higher echelon of listening. Meanwhile, country music in Seattle has been growing very rapid, meaning that a lot of people are trying to understand and listen. That country music is going over. Also, the format 100.7, The Wolf, is often the top tier or second-ranked radio station in Seattle market, trading places with KUOW Seattle's National Public Radio Station in February. The Wolf was second with 7.1 Nielsen ratings, comparing to 7.2 for NPR. They're switching because they're trying to get that dollars. It's basically what it is. That's basically what it is in that right there. Also, let me explain something to you a little bit about what's going on right now. Also, what's going on? What's going on right now is that a lot of people are having some issues about, some people are asking me about how people were saying, I don't make enough money. I don't make enough money to where I can be able to afford to buy stocks. Allow me to explain. Listen, there's a thing called Stash. It's not recommended by this podcast. It's not sponsored by this podcast. It's called Stash. Also, there's a one that I use. It's called Anchor. It's called Acorn, not Anchor. Anchor is something else. I have so many apps. It's called Acorn. Acorn and Stash are the same. They're fractional shares of stocks. You can actually get some shares of stocks without even knowing it and just be able to keep it moving. If you don't want to invest in stocks, you don't have that kind of money, you can get Acorn or Stash. Those are the two that I would recommend for anyone who is looking to get some stocks. Those are the ones that are really, really good and that you can use to buy some stocks, and that will help you greatly. If you're looking to get into the stock market, but you don't have money or you don't know what stocks to buy, do that and they will invest for you. That's what I would recommend. Get that stock right there, because that will greatly help you and it'll do everything for you. Also, the weather, go back to the weather in Southern California. The weather has been kind of mild, a little chilly. The Santa Ana winds are popping up. Santa Ana winds are popping up, and everybody is just having a lot of things that they're doing, and a lot of people are wondering what's going on. People are always talking. Also, what's going on right now in the what's going on right now? I want to focus on something that I want to tell you. What's going on over there in the over there in Israel? I want to tell you right now. Listen, be leery. Start focusing on international news, because something that you need to know, that you need to get a hold of and understand, is that what's going on over there in Israel right now. Israel is having some issues. They're having a lot of issues over there because a lot of people over there are focusing and looking on international. I wanted to talk about what happened. An American was killed over there by Israel, allegedly. Come to find out, it was true. They made a mistake. It was some aid workers. They were coming over there to feed. They were coming over there to feed some of the people. And what happened was their envoy was coming to the area of Gaza, which is the area that is ran that is predominantly Palestinian with Hamas, because Hamas is embedded in Palestinian. I have to go like that so they'll know, so that you will know. So they will know, you will know. And what happened was the convoy was on route, was en route to do some, bringing some food and aid. Their convoy got hit by Israel's defense system. The general from the Israel military said in a statement, it was unfortunate that it happened, but accidents do happen. Here's the problem. And this is my point of view. This is what I don't understand. If one American is killed, you gotta take that seriously. I don't care who it is. That's an American. We are the most superpower country. The United States is the most superpower country. Right now, it looks like we're not taking it very seriously. Our current administration president is made phone calls. I'm sorry. My opinion, if I was the president, this would go like this. Let's flip those tables. If I was president, they'd be saying, President J.R. Bell, do you hear what happened over there in Israel with the aid workers? Oh, yeah, that's been taken care of as we speak. I would be sending people over. I will be over there. I will be hitting sanctions, because right now you can't. It's not much you can do, but sanctions. I will be sanctioning Israel. People are like, oh, but you're xenophobia, homophobic. No, you're xenophobia. You're anti-Semitic. No, let's get this clear. If I was president, I would not be like this. I'm for everybody. See, when you're president of the people, by the people, elected by the people. And you are elected by the people of the United States to lead us as people. We voted you in, whether we liked to vote you in or whether we didn't like to vote you in, but we put you in office. So your job is to look out for our best interests. So because one life lost is one too many. I don't care. If you're an American, you got killed over there. Oh, I'm hitting you hard. And I'm coming down like the walls of Jericho. I'm bringing the wrath of Khan, the wrath of God himself over there. And I will be hitting you hard. I'll be like, I'll make it so hard that you will realize I mean business. Not in the sense to where I'm going to do something to the point to where you will be like, oh, I can't. Oh, I want to put it to where you will know that this is America. And we don't tolerate that. That's what I would do as an American president. If I was president, then I will be on national TV. Yes, I will interrupt everything. And I will start talking and telling everybody, I am terribly sorry. A life was lost. Our somber thing goes on with those people. I took care of it. I am president. I took care of it. And as president, this right here will not happen ever again. I will make sure of that. And our U.S. military, I will beef up the military over there. I will put a no sanction. I know travel. I'll put travel embargoes. Travel to that country will be on the no travel, no fly list. You cannot get there. I will make it harder so that, because the war that's going on over there, that's what I would do. People will understand and be like, oh, okay. And that's what I would do. Hit them where it hurts. Hit them in the tourism. Hit them in the economy. And I will tell people, I am so sorry that one life was lost, but I will hit people where it hurts, where everyone needs to understand. That was me if I was president, but I'm not president. So I'm military. So I will use military and everything. I will go to all my military aides. I will go to the Joint Chief of Staff. I would actually go to the Pentagon, get all my top brass, and I would say, let's talk. What can we do to eliminate this? I am tired of one American is one too many. That's me as president. But see, I'm not president, so people will look at me and be like, what? Yeah. I am bringing the wrath, and I will do it to the point to where everyone will be looking at me like, whoa. And I mean business. I will bring America back as a superpower. That's just me, you know, because if I'm president, I'm going to make sure, because that right there was sad and somber. And that loss of life was something that shouldn't have never happened. That's just me and everything. But I just wanted to put that out there. News and Review, the weekend edition. Just want to put that out there to you. Just want you to know what's going on. in the world and what's going on around. Also, a little news about Diddy. A little news about what's going on with Sean Diddy Combs and stuff. They're still doing allegations. They're still digging and they're still trying to find out what happened with him and everything else. So for all you people out there, keep up working and everything. I'll keep you more about what's going on. And I told you about what's going on with Kansas City Chiefs and everything. So now you know what's going on with them. So now you know everything else. We'll keep you up. We'll keep going on with more news and review. All right. I'll keep y'all going. Y'all stay safe. Invest more. Start buying some stocks. Do something. Better yourself this year. A little tidbit and better yourself. Provide more. Save less. Save more. Because the economy is getting higher. Debt ceiling is getting up there. So, we'll do all that, all right? I'll talk to y'all later. Catch y'all in the next review.
Thanks for tuning in to I Got Your Six podcast. News and review. Remember, we've always got your six when it comes to keeping you informed and engaged. Be sure to subscribe for more insightful discussions and join us next time as we continue to navigate the ever-changing landscape of current events. Until then, stay informed, stay engaged. And remember, we've got your six